Accession number 13360, Major D. Thomason, Reel 11.
Major D. Thomason, Reel 11. At the War Office, how were you received there, Major?
Well, I had to ask to be accepted in and what my business was. And I said I've been wounded in France and I was now fit again. And I would like to rejoin my unit, which was 6th Battalion Downright Infantry. There's an officer very politely entertained me, but said he was very sorry. He couldn't answer these questions, but he would get Brigadier somebody or other to come and see me. I knew why, because he was senior rank to me, and I was faced with the brigadier, who was a very nice bloke, and he said, "I was to the fact that I hear that you want to rejoin your unit in France, as it is." And then he got a bit tough. He said, "I'm telling you that you're not going to. You've been on war service now for about 3 years without a break. And some people haven't even left England shores, and they're going to." So, of course, I could only say, "Well, I understand, but I wanted to rejoin 6th Battalion DLI, where I have a lot of friends." He said, "Well, I understand that, but you've seen enough war. You're going to go back and teach others." So I saluted smartly and agreed, couldn't do anything else. And then I got this posting to Northern Ireland, which I wasn't very happy about. I thought, if I'm going to be out of action, I might just as well be at home. But there were troops in Northern Ireland who were being used to reinforce France. But I was very fortunate. I was allowed to keep my majority, and because I replaced a major who was sent to France. So I didn't lose rank, which was, very fortunate. Then it was because it wasn't easy. Well, I say it wasn't easy. Having been away at war for so long, he'd been a bit slab happy. However, the unit that I joined they were in a castle, and the troops were billeted in tents in the grounds of this fields of this castle. And the officers lived in the mess. But it wasn't long before the regiment, I can't remember what it was there, got its orders to go abroad. And I was with them. So I was straight into the senior officer who was there. And told him, I've been abroad. For about nearly 4 years. He didn't mean to say I'm going to be sent abroad again. Anyway, it wasn't difficult to explain, so they then arranged a posting to another unit for me. And this unit was sent abroad to the Middle East. The Far East, I mean. But I was sent to another one, a training unit. But, of course, it was all getting near the end now.
Were all of these units in Ireland?
There were two of them, yes.
Where were you when you were demobbed?
The Lancashire Fusiliers or the whole South Lancs. Or something like that. I got my orders to demob orders. Oh dear, you see, I don't even remember that.
You had no thoughts of staying on in the army?
No, I didn't. Well, I say, I didn't. I did have thoughts, yes, I did. But it was nullified by my fact that I was learning in my business in the Woolworth Company, and with great prospects ahead. And my wife didn't want anything more to do with the army. The sooner I got out, the better, you know. But Colonel Green got in touch with me, and tried to persuade me to stay on in the army. Recommended me for Sandhurst training as an officer. I had to tell him, I'm sorry, I wasn't. My army days were over.